Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And being the fourth Wednesday in the month, we have our local MP, Deputy Leader of the Liberal Party, and all sorts, spokesman for all sorts of people, Cindy McLeish, with us. How are you, Cindy?
I'm very well, thank you, Alan. Very well.
It's great to see you. Great to hear from you. I guess probably the first thing that you want to talk about, because your electorate has been badly hit by the storms, Cindy.
Look, it certainly has. And, you know, everybody knows and saw the damage. And, you know, if you weren't hit by having, you know, trees down, you certainly had power outages. And I think pretty well most parts of the Yarra Valley had power outages.
Hillsville had a lot of water too, didn't they?
They did. And look, you know, I think what happened in the first instance was that the water in the Yarra Valley and the water at Traralgon absolutely dominated because you could see it.
Yep.
And, you know, people were screaming out saying, hey, we've been hit pretty hard by storms up here in the Dandenongs and the Yarra Ranges. You know, like things are pretty bad and we've still got power out. And it took a few days for people to actually... not the people on the ground, we all knew it, but, you know, for the media to start paying a little bit of attention, because I think when you've got, you know, the floodwaters and, you know, pretty desperate situation down in Traralgon that people could, it was probably good footage for the media. So they really concentrated on that before they got to see exactly what was going on up in, you know, in and around Alinda and Kalorama, Sassafras and the like.
And the other thing is too that I guess you hear about these storms in the past and it's a few houses and, you know, they're back on within 24 hours or something, but I think it took a long while before it actually settled on people that, hey, this is really bad news.
Look, absolutely. And I remember a few years ago that in King Lake the power was out for 3 days because it took them... you know, two days to actually clear, to even be able to get to the affected power lines because of all the trees. And I think, you know, people on the ground, when they saw the extent of how many lines were down and the trees everywhere and how are you going to repair it and fix it, you know, people probably knew in those areas that it wasn't going to be back on quickly.
And I've heard someone say that, you know, you can go and repair the power lines in front of this house, but you can't turn the power on because, you know, 100 yards down the road, there's another tree down and knocked the rest of the lines down as well. So it wasn't just...
Well, that's right. Yeah. And I've said to people, someone said to me, oh, can you believe it? And I said, I can believe it, all right. You know, like the... You know, their power lines that were broken and down and trees were over the lines, the big concrete poles themselves were down. And,
yeah, I saw a concrete lamppost just actually snapped.
You know, and then AusNet have to replace those. They have to get new ones. You know, you can't just pop them back up. And I don't know, but I imagine that if the concrete has been fractured in some way, even though it doesn't snap, that it's probably... structurally compromised. I'm not sure, but I could imagine that might be the case.
Yeah, and you would. Cindy, is there something else you'd like to talk about before I have to take a break?
No, look, I want to come back and talk about the damage, because there's a few things that still need to be...
Oh, well, we'll keep going, sorry. Yeah, we'll keep going for a while then. I know your time's short with us today, so yeah, just keep going.
Sure. You know, there are some areas, I think, you know, that had on and off in and around Healesville as well. And the Yarra Ranges, you know, had set up centres, community hubs and things like that for people to have showers and to charge their phones. And one thing that I was impressed with AusNet, they actually had a little phone charger, a portable phone charger that had like 20 different ports in it.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, you know, it was really quite nifty, actually. So, and I saw it at Yarra Glen, and Yarra Glen had the power back on then, and I said they really need to get it down to Yarra Junction, which didn't. Don Valley didn't have power. Hoddles Creek, Gladstone, you know, they were out for much, much longer. But, you know, that AusNet have these things now that they can help. And I think I remember after Black Saturday, everyone was looking for phone chargers, and everyone had a different type of phone charger, and it was really difficult. And, you know, I think there's probably not that many different types now, but AusNet, you know, have the different ports. So that was particularly good. And it was good that, you know, I was down at the Yarra Junction Footy Club and they had, they opened up for showers. And the day that I was there, they said, you know, half of Don Valley had been in.
True.
You know, getting warm, getting dry, having a shower, charging their phones. I think that was a, you know, that's a good thing.
And I think the other thing is too that people needed to talk to other people too, didn't they? They couldn't just sit at home with no power, no nothing, and not at least be talking to some other people.
That's right. People really need to get out and talk and share their experience and say, oh, my God, you know, it was a near miss, or, you know, our car got hit, or, you know, we were able to do this or that. One of the things that, look, was just really comforting was how the communities pulled together.
Yes.
And I was at Kalorama on the Saturday morning with Councillor David Easton, and yeah, we were talking to a lot of people, but there were people there who were cooking barbecues and who had soup donations, you know, big hearty soup, and there were scones and sandwiches and goodness knows what. And talking to the people that had prepared that food, many of them had huge trees down in their own backyard, or they'd had problems and they're like, that's okay, it can wait. You know, there are people that are worse off than me, you know, and I just was really heartened to hear that.
Something we should mention too, and I know I mentioned in the last hour when I was talking to Siri Services, is that a lot of these SES people worked three quarters of the night, went home, had a couple of hours sleep, and then had to go and do a full-time job, like most of those, and the CFA are volunteers.
Look, precisely. And, you know, even... And they are. They can't work 24 hours a day. You know, they have to come home. And this was the busiest day ever for the SES, I think, in Victoria. You know, huge demand. And so those people, they can't just keep going. There's only so many volunteers.
Yep.
But, and you can't send people in when it's dangerous.
No.
And I know that AusNet and Telstra had that issue as well. You know, people saying the power's out. They needed to get generators to phone lines, but Telstra couldn't send people out while trees were falling.
No. And a lot of these people, not only like you see SES and your CFA and that, they also had the problem that while they were out helping others, their own house was in problems too.
That's right. I've heard that with some... bushfires as well. You know, people are helping defend their neighbours and things don't work out very well for them. But, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep. And one of the things that it did do, and Siri were mentioning this, and I'm sure you'll have some stories about that the community did come out and help each other.
Look, they did. And, you know, people would check on their neighbours if they could get out. But, you know, we had people that were kind of, you know, had dreadful situations, and depending on where you are, you know, you could be a little bit blocked off from your neighbours because of the size of the block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you might have had, you couldn't get your car out. There were that many trees down. One of my friends at Gladysdale said that there were 23 trees down on his property.
Gee. Oh, just one property?
Yeah. You know, like it's a bit of acreage. It's not just the house block.
But even so, it's a lot.
Yeah, look, and we were on the light end of it up at Glenburn. There was a lot of power outages for days and days and days. But we only had one tree down over a fence, and it wasn't huge. Well, you know, so Jeff could do it on his own. He could do it on his own with a chainsaw, you know, didn't require anyone else. So, that, you know, we were lucky. But, there's still pockets of... people that are really going to struggle, and you know, we're only now just seeing generators. And I know that a lot of people in the Yarra Valley, in those areas, do have their own generators, but a lot don't.
Yes, yep.
And people share them, and the generator is just enough to keep your fridge ticking over, or if you've got a gas heater, it's enough to get it started, and then you can run on the gas, you know, or it might keep your fan running at a low level, so people can be warm. Lots of people obviously have wood fires. Lots of people.
Yep. And I guess we need to mention too that people need to keep an eye on particularly elderly neighbours, because there was that poor old lady that was in a house for days on end, wasn't there?
Yeah, yes, with her cat and kept company. But I think she did have food.
Yeah.
Yes,
she was lucky. She did have food. I've just got to take a quick break. Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 26 minutes past one, 14 degrees. We haven't moved in the last 2 hours. Anyway, we're only looking for 15. And, of course, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got Cindy McLeish, our local MP. Cindy, you want to tell us a little bit about the Black Spur?
Well, look, people know what an important road tree-lined. It, you know, has lots of trees that come down, and it was closed. I think last year they had 150 odd trees that were taken out. Considerable period. They took them out, or they trimmed them significantly. And then, you know, with the storms on the last week, we had another. There were trees and things down, and then they had the arborists check them, and they found there were 32 trees that either had half had to be removed in full, and another half had to be trimmed significantly, and there was something like 12 or 14 land slips as well that they had to address. So the black spur was closed, and you know there wasn't a lot of information out, but the guys doing the tree removal work, locals, burst their boiler, went about it, you know, absolutely full pelt, because they wanted to get it open, because they knew, you know, living in around that area, they knew that they wanted it open as well. So they've done a remarkable job, and the Black Spur reopened last night. So that was good news. But
that's terrific.
There's probably, yeah, look, and critical barriers get damaged. So, you know, like a tree comes down, it's on a really tight bend, boof, then you've got to repair the barrier. Now, some barriers are more important than others. So, you know, they wanted to make sure that the really critical ones for safety were fixed first, and they'll be able to do some remedial works over the next few, you know, month or so, just having one lane open in one direction at various points, you know, with a controller at either end. So that, and I know, yep, go on.
No, sorry, I was coughed. Sorry.
I know. It's not Corona. As well, the parks guys at King Lake told me, you know, up on the ridges and the high areas within the national park, enormous number of trees came down, and absolutely, you know, a couple of hundred. They said that was just devastation in some spots. So, you know, it has been bad. And as I said, I was out at Kalorama and, you know, had a good look, you know, a good look at it all. And, you know, it's pretty horrific. One thing, though, that I did find comforting was that they, AusNet, set up a big marquee, and they had people come out from the city, and they started to process the hardship payments for people that were without power for extended periods. So they were doing that then and there on the spot. So I commend AusNet for that, because I thought that was a really good thing to be doing.
Well, and people, when they're in hardship, they don't want to have to wait for these grants, do they? They need access to them pretty quick.
They do. And you know, like, they also need access to generators and things like that pretty quick. But, you know, getting the money coming into the bank is certainly a big relief.
Yep. And, Cindy, also, could you tell us a little bit about, I think there are a few hubs around too, aren't there, for where people who are really stretched for food and that are able to get some?
Yeah, so up at Kalorama, at the community centre there, you know, we had one. I haven't got all the addresses, because I did have one in Alinda. The Yarra Junction, I think it changed from the footy club. Hillsville, I believe it's at Queen's Park. But one of the things that the council did early on was they put everything out on social media, and no one had phones, no one had internet, you know, once and people found that really quite frustrating. And I know for my office, we were out of we didn't have phones for a few days. So did the member for Croydon and the member for Evelyn. None of us had, probably the member for Mombolt too, you know, didn't have phones. And people were saying, look, you know, it's really difficult. They'd have to go somewhere to try and get reception, you know, drive somewhere. And in fact, I know I had to drive into Yay one day, and I sat in the car and worked for a couple of hours because I had a, you know, good phone and internet connection. And so, you know, the message is they've got to look at different ways, you know, whether you have people going around the streets with a megaphone, or whether you have big signs down in the main street that people know to go to for information. You know, I think that might be better, because even then, you know, with Hillsville, people are like, well, the, you know, they've said it's in Hillsville, but we don't know where in Hillsville. And, you know, that's at Queen's Park. So, but the Yarra Rangers do have them on their website now, and people have access to internet at the moment.
And I guess with a bit of luck, there'll be a few lessons learned over this as well, won't there? There'll be people that, like the council, that look back and say, well, we could have done this a bit better, because generally there's a debriefing after a major event like this, isn't there?
Of course. And look, after Black Saturday, one of the things that was came out that was very difficult to know who was in charge. And it was you know, we set up a one agency's one response. So, you know, you had all the bodies talking together and everyone was singing off the same hymn book. And that didn't quite happen. People, one lot didn't know what the other lot were doing, you know, in terms of agencies and government staff. So that was still something that should have been operating a lot better. You know, the fact that the Defence Force, you know, there was a lag.
Yes.
Getting them in and doing welfare checks and distributing generators. I mean, you know pretty well, anyone who goes up there knows the power's not going to be back on in 2 days.
Yes, yeah. Well, you don't even have to go up there, do you? Just see the films that we've seen on TV and it's going to be a long while.
Yeah, absolutely. They did well to get the trees out of people's houses quickly.
Yep.
You know, as best they could. I think that was really commendable. But one thing I do want to say, you know, whether you're a volunteer or a worker, you know, like people went out and were working in extraordinary conditions. And we had, I know, Telstra, with all of the generators, they had a couple of hundred generators that they had out. But they need refueling. And, you know, someone told me their son actually was out in the middle of the night. It was dark. It was wet, it was windy, and they're refueling generators so that we can have mobile phone services. So, you know, it's not, you know, once you've got a generator, that's not the end of it.
Not started, is it?
You know, you need to have, fuel to keep them going.
Okay. Cindy, I heard this morning, I don't know if you've heard it, but they think there are a few looters getting up there too into the Mount Dandenong.
Oh, I know. Is that ordinary?
Well, it's a scab act, isn't it?
Oh, terrible. Yeah. To think that people do that, it's just, you know, what do they say? Hey, let's go out tonight, let's go out and check out who's not there and go and loot? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It's just not fair. But, I mean, we do have some of those people around.
Yep.
Cindy, I know your time with us is fairly short, so is there anything else that you'd like to cover while we've got you?
Look, there is, so there's grants for, you know, the hardship grants that are out there now. If people have trouble accessing them, please ring my office. But the other thing is there's $250 for concession holder power saver grants that are available. And the money's been turning up fairly quickly in people's bank accounts. If you're a concession card holder, you know, over 65, pensioner, that sort of thing, you are eligible if you haven't already. We've notified a lot of people and they've got it and they've advised other people that they know to get it, and it's done really well. In a few instances, apparently the checks bounced, but government checks bounced. But yeah.
Who would think?
Other than that.
Cindy, to be qualified for that $250, you don't need to have been. It's nothing to do with this catastrophe, like the power.
Nothing whatsoever. No, it was out there beforehand.
Yep. So anybody
it's been
listening,
out there for a month or so.
So anybody who's listening, what was it? Were the qualifications again, please, Cindy?
Concession card holders, basically. So whether that's pensioners' concession, healthcare card, you know, something like that. There's a $250 dollar power saver bonus. People thought it was a scam because it was, and then the money is turning up in bank accounts. So we put out, there was some information on my website about it as well to let people know, because it's not a scam. It was something that was readily available.
Cindy, what's your website?
If you just on my Facebook page, probably, actually, Cindy McLeish MP.
Right. So if they Google that or search it on Facebook,
yeah, Cindy McLeish MP, you'll find it. We probably put it out a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. So they'll have to scroll down a little bit, but that's still available. Or ring the office,
which is
9730 1066.
Cindy, I know you've got to go. We're really grateful to have you with us today.
Thank you. Yeah, Parliament's sitting, so it makes it a little bit tricky.
Yep. So you've got to go off and do battle in the chamber.
Yes, we've got question time at 2:00.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be there.
Well, we've got a limited number in the chamber. You know, we're only allowed to have 30 people, and there's 88 members. So you've got to have a. Is it 30? No, hang on, it's more than that. it's not a huge number, but we're down to 9 people, I think, we're allowed to have in the chamber on our side. So,
numbers are down
significantly.
Sorry, just on another, people might be interested, do you ballot that, or how do you decide who goes in?
Typically, the ministers for the government, and typically leaders of the opposition and shadow ministers, and obviously if you've got a question that you'll be need to be in there, but there's a few seats that you just try and rotate between everybody, so everyone gets to go in there at some point.
Oh, that's fair enough. Cindy, I believe you might be going to have your COVID today, somebody's mentioned. Is that
true? No, I've had my COVID shot. I've had the AstraZeneca and all went well. The next day.
So you've had the AstraZeneca?
Yep, I've had the first one and I'll be getting the second. And I'm going for a flu shot in Parliament just
momentarily. So you're still with us, and it's important that we do stress that the people should be getting it. So obviously you haven't had any major side effect. You're not sort of gone to G5 or something like that. So
no. I was a bit tired the next day, but then I bounced back the day after. I hadn't felt so good for 20 years.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, no, it's like, wow, I feel quite good here.
Cindy, we look forward to, hopefully we'll have you in the studio the fourth Wednesday of July. Gee, I can't believe the year's going so quick.
Isn't it? Okay, good afternoon.
Thanks very much, Cindy.
Okay, bye.